on air, online, on your mobile. This is Expression FM News.
Hello, I'm James Wilcock, and this is Expression FM News. Donald Trump has been rushed off stage while speaking at a rally in Nevada. The cause of his evacuation was a protester for Republicans against Trump, who apparently shouted the word gun. The protester has denied ever saying the word and claimed all he did was take out a protest sign. Trump later returned to the stage to reassure his supporters he was okay.
Nobody said it was going to be easy for us, but we will never be stopped.
Theresa May has reiterated that she plans to carry out Brexit in full following the High Court ruling. The ruling, which decreed that constitutionally Article 50 must be triggered by Parliament, is being challenged by the government, which is taking it to the Supreme Court. The ruling opens up the government to being questioned on how it intends to execute Brexit. Jeremy Corbyn has already said Labour will attempt to block Article 50 if Brexit involves leaving the single market. NHS hospitals are going to be paid more by the government if they can reduce infection rates. The Health Secretary has said that reducing rates of superbugs like E. coli by 10% would be rewarded. A reporter from Sky News, Sara Hajibagheri, explains why the policy has been put into place.
We've seen a 20% rise in the past 5 years, 40,000 cases last year, and 5,500 deaths in England alone. Now, E. coli A157 is commonly found in the guts of lots of animals. However, it becomes deadly in humans when it gets into the blood system.
That's your roundup for Sunday from the Expression FM News team.
The stories that matter of the analysis that counts. Expression FM News.